Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Jesse Hernandez. Jesse's career ranges from grading ditches to counseling executives. He leverages this experience by supporting leaders in shifting from transactional to transformational. His message is one of contribution, ownership, and vulnerability. So, Jesse, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Anna, hello. I am happy to be here.
Excited for you to be here. So, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
So I'm in construction. I've been in construction since 1995, and what I'm excited about the things I see coming out with regard to AI is the amount of time they're going to save from people spending on administrative tasks, because I think that's like the first thing that everybody kind of uses AI for, is to like filter out or optimize the administrative stuff. But what I've seen coming down the pipe are some other opportunities or solutions that do data mine project drawings, contracts, specifications, submittals, supplemental information to get the most accurate and recent information, which typically takes a human being a couple of hours, and it can do that with a click of a button. So it's like hours upon hours. So what I see it doing is lifting that workload from project managers, project engineers, and so forth, so that they can focus their efforts on like real human stuff, like the problem solving, the communication, the relationship building, instead of being stuck digging through data, digging through information, flipping through sheets, and then the error that comes with that, right? So it's hitting. It's probably we're pretty darn resistant in construction. Like we don't want to change nothing. But there are some people on the leading edge that are creating things, testing them out, and it's going to be pretty amazing.
That's awesome. That's super interesting to me. My background, Jesse, is in architecture. I graduated from architecture back in a long time ago. But that's not what I do. But that's not what I do. And I was talking to an architect a few weeks ago, and he was telling me how AI now is helping with the studies of the land. So I remember that when I used to work on that or I went to school, we used to do it manually. And now you just like use AI and you have it like in a few minutes.
Yep,
What
they scan
other Yes,
it.
exactly. So what other things, what other practical applications do you use in your business, for instance?
So in my business, and I'm a solo operator, right? So I have a consulting business, and accidentally I figured out that social media is a good way to help people understand what kind of energy I bring and the personality I bring in my training and my consulting. And so what does that mean? Well, that means I need to have content to post on social media. So I hope it doesn't like water down the value of it in that I'm using it just for social media. But I had an issue. So in my head, I kept seeing this stuff is like, yeah, go to ChatGPT, ask for an outline, ask for a prompt. And I'm like, man, that's not cool. Like that's like super cheating. But I'm like, there's got to be a way for me to use it. So fast forward, I do a lot of videos. I've been doing a Monday morning hug, which is a thought I put out on video, 2 to 3 minutes long, for 3 years now. And I said, what if I do it backwards? Instead of asking the AI to give me something to build upon, what if I ask the AI to build off of my video, which has my voice and my thought and blah, blah, blah. So I started doing that. And that, so the easy way to summarize that is volume. So I have videos that I posted 3 months, 3 years ago that I'm now going to, and I click a button, it says draft the blog post based on the content that I shared in my video. And so it populates a blog post that sounds very educated and very formal. And so I got to go dirty it up because educated and formal is not my style. And so I go and put some mud and coffee stains on it. And now I have a blog post. And then within that, I can also click another button that says, give me 5 to 10 prompts for a social media post. So for like the body of the deal, I have these ideas now where it's like before, like for me, that's the heavy load is like, I got a lot of video and I can post that. But if I want to, what I'm thinking about is kind of starting to play around on Twitter a lot, which is very text-based and it needs a lot of volume, right? Like, oh, that's a lot of stuff to be thinking about. Well, now I click two buttons. I've got 30 prompts. I've got a blog. I've got the video. And so I can like multiply the volume of content I have that helps me meet new prospective clients or stay engaged with current clients because of the stuff that I have. And the, again, another thing, I have a podcast, Learnings and Missteps podcast. It's so 90-minute conversations, or I get interviewed by super amazing people like you. Then I have the video and I can upload that into my editing software. And again, type in a little prompt and say, you know, cut out the smart stuff, which there's, I don't usually say smart things, but every now and then I do. It's like, cut out the smart, insightful thing. Give me a 30-second clip and it'll do that for me. It'll clip it out. And so now I got 5 clips. Then I can turn those into blog posts and I can turn them into individual text posts. And so as a solo operator, I would probably need to hire, like, back in the day, I would have had to hire somebody to do all of that because it's very time intensive to do the editing and so forth. Now I just click the button and it's a matter of me posting it. So right now, that's all I'm really doing with AI. And I know that's like kindergarten level, but because it's been so fruitful, I've been doing a little bit of studying and learning about how else I can integrate AI into my business. I listened to a podcast the other day and they had a chat. I don't know. I'm probably gonna use the wrong word, but I think it was like a chat bot where somebody called in to get information and they had dialogue, like words with the AI, and the AI was answering their questions, like, you know, general questions about the service or the product. And then the AI said, okay, you want to schedule a call? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, imagine if I had that in place. I just think about all the people that reach out to me. And because I'm solo all by myself, it takes me forever to get back to them, a day or mm-hmm. two, maybe 3 days sometimes. Mm-hmm. If that AI bot could, if I could integrate that, they would have direct connection, like immediately. I don't just leave them hanging. So, and again, that's that, I think that's small because there's so much more it can do. I just haven't played with it enough to discover all of the potential that's there. I know I'm kind of rambling, but does that make sense? Do I sound like a goofball? Like I don't even know anything about AI?
No, it makes total sense. And you know what you're saying is a phenomenon actually, because you're saying that it's kindergarten level, but it's not, because you just described, you have this platform that you use, but you just described something that is called prompt chaining. And that's not something that a lot of people know. So the phenomenon that I am describing is when we know something, I don't remember the name of the phenomenon. I wish I did. But when we know something, when we learn something and we know it, our brain starts believing that everybody else knows it.
Yes.
And it's not true. So you just described prompt chaining, and that's a very great way. That means that you're building a prompt and then you're building onto it to dive deeper or to dive deeper. I'm starting to talk like ChatGPT. It's my best friend. But you just described that process for you to get better content and for you to get content that sounds like you, and then you dirty it up, like you said. So no, it was not kindergarten. It was actually very I can think about the word in español, pedagógico, teachable moment.
Ooh, fancy. I like that. I
My
like
mother language, and I'm translating to English all the time. But
that.
anyways, Jesse, thank you so much for this. But tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yes. So I'm still in the construction industry. I'm a consultant now. And so the easiest way to think about it is I help construction business decision. I'm sorry. I help decision makers within construction businesses boost production in the field and in the office. I'm a plumber by trade, so my preferred place to be is out in the field. But I know how to do some magical stuff in the office as well with the departments. And the best way to get a hold of me, there's two ways. I live on LinkedIn. So if you search Jesse, Jesse, no I, at Depth Builder or Jesse Depth Builder, you'll find me. And then my website is depthbuilder.com. Depth as in deep trust, deep thinking, and deep connection.
Love it. So we're going to wrap up here. Thanks to our guest, Jesse Hernandez, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting him on LinkedIn, Jesse Depth Builder, or going to his website, depthbuilder.com. If you're on a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.